This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Do you have people at work that just talk and talk and talk and
incessantly?
Yeah, like I've learnt to like just switch off.
You have?
Yeah. Because like some...
But hang on, talk and talk and talk when they're you know, talking to you or when they're just
like
working?
They do something, they pick up some, you know, they get handed some work to do and then it's all like, oh.
Oh, it's all on effort. Oh. Because I do that when I get to the top of the stairs. I go, oh.
Well, I do that.
God, I'm unfit.
I do that sometimes on a Saturday night.
No. Not at work.
No. Because in the fashion industry, everything's a drama.
Is it? Oh, okay. So it's all big.
Everything's big. You know, like there's a huge drama. So I just learned to switch off and yeah. I just draw my pictures.
Okay. You know, so you're not into the drama.
Well, number one is I could turn a placement print into a drama. But I just decide to just suck it in.
You're a very solitary kind of worker. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, and then, but what I've noticed is people get pissed off that I don't.
Because you need to
engage. I don't blow their candle. You know, like, I don't. Is it blow their candle? I can't. No,
it's, don't I have don't. To blow their candle.
Throw Kero on their candle. I think they want me to throw some Kero on the candle.
They want you to react. Is that what you're telling me?
No, they want me to inflate.
Inflate?
Because, you know, like often when you get someone
so
on side.
So they're throwing you a bone and you're not taking it.
I'm not a retriever. What I've noticed about me recently is that I'm always underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed just in general?
Like the other night we went to see Chanel the movie, you know, Coco Avant Chanel.
Oh,
I didn't realise that Avant means before.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's Coco before Chanel.
Oh, you right. Just thought that was her middle name.
I thought it was her christening name, her Holy Communion name. But I never heard of Saint Avant. Who is this Saint Avant and what did Saint Avant do? If I say to you, there's a movie about Coco Chanel.
Yes.
What do you immediately, what does your brain first do? What does it snap into? What's the first visual you create in your mind?
Well, she's
work with me. It's a visual story.
Coco Chanel.
Coco Chanel.
Fashion.
Fashion. What do you, the immediate picture you get in your mind is?
Well, that suit that she was famous for.
Yeah, and you expect to see.
Coco Chanel.
And you expect to see.
Don't do this.
You expect to see.
Fashion?
Yes.
Perfume?
Yes.
It's a reader.
Well, that's what I was just going to say.
The movie started
and there's all and ooh la la le merde. You know. And I went, oh, for F's sake. It's subtitled.
Oh, you didn't know that.
Oh, it's a full-time job reading the bloody thing now. I should just hand them an invoice at the end for time wasted reading. Do not go and see this movie if you expect to see fashion.
Oh, really?
Oh, you don't even get a look at cock.
We're just looking at Daniel Radcliffe's penis. Although I don't know if that's true. That's a doctored.
So you think it's doctored?
Yeah, because I've seen it larger than that.
Oh, you don't that, make them larger.
That very picture, I've seen his appendage quite larger.
If you look very closely, there is some smudged pixels around the area.
Is that how you identify?
I can spot a healing tool a mile away. Everyone has been busting my chops.
What about?
You gotta watch MasterChef.
Oh,
you've
it's
got
good.
To watch MasterChef.
It is good.
It's so fantastic. And I went, okay, you know what? And I said, when does it finish? And they said, Sunday. And I said, well, this is the time Benny actually watches
Are you gonna watch it on
reality
Sunday?
Shows, the last week.
But you won't understand.
I watched it last night.
Oh, and they got rid of and Chris. When he did the pig cheeks.
He did a trotter. But a man that can, you know, who can marry a pig's foot and a bottle of beer. He's got talent, God damn it.
So you were disappointed that he got thrown out on the basis of what he presented?
Yeah.
Well, but it didn't taste good.
It wasn't about, it was about photography.
Yeah, it was about photography, but she said, Donna Hay said, there's too many browns.
Do not tell me that dried up piece of lamb that Jilly cooked tasted better than that gorgeous pig's foot drowned in beer.
You're making yourself salivate, aren't you? You know what it is.
I know what it is. They've done a whole lot of marketing and they've worked out that their target audience are some beige, feral women at home wanting a job in the, you know, they're looking for some escape into the real world. And like Julie's the representation of their dream. Oh,
but I loved her. I loved her concept for the cookbook though.
What? Blank pages at the end so people can fill in your own.
That's beautiful.
Frank. That is the beigest thing I've ever heard you say.
You're getting a bit fired up
I'm
there, Betty.
I'm very fired up. Frank, I've just got a message here. You boys are hilarious. Funny thing is, as you were talking about MasterChef, I'm in a bookshop looking at recipe books and it's from Grant.
Hello, Grant.
Hello, how you doing, boy?
Hello, good, Grant.
Hello.
You're looking at cookbooks.
Certainly am.
Is Julie's one out there yet? So what have you picked up? What cookbook?
Well, I'm trying to find some recipes and information on something I want to make.
Oh, just ask me, sweetheart. No, but listen, I was going to say, do you watch MasterChef?
No, I don't.
So you're a novice like me.
Yeah, pretty much. I've heard so much about it. Everyone's...
All right. Well, imagine, like, you need to do some workshopping with me here.
Okay.
Imagine the beigest person in the world who's never washed her hair cooking a meal.
Don't
and
do that.
They're going to give her the opportunity to publish a cookbook. Okay. Now, you're standing in the cookbook section. Do you think this kind of book would work? Imagine a book... of family cooking, so we're talking beige recipes, but half of the book is empty, like half the book's actually blank.
No, one chapter, she said.
Which means half the book is empty. If you walk down to the other end of the shop where they sell notebooks, can you we'll just slap a photo of Julie in front of a notebook and go, this is Julie's cookbook. So are you with me there?
Yes.
It sounds like it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can you pick up a book? Can you reach out in front of you and just grab a book?
Mm-hmm.
And turn to page...
Oh, no.
Turn to page 88.
I just pulled out a random book and guess what the author's first name is.
Benny.
Julie.
Oh, no. She's beat us to it.
And it's called Wild Food.
Has it got words in it? Oh, it's not hers.
Drink splashes all over it.
Yeah, that's hers. I have a Homo helpline.
Do you constantly have them?
This week, you know how before I told, you know, like a couple of weeks ago, I told you that five conversations where someone said, sorry, I've just broken up from someone and I can't get into a relationship. And I said, well, I just said hello.
They've given you an editorial.
Do you know what happened recently?
What?
This week? Three people.
All at once.
It's not an internet thing. I've sent a text message and I've had three people contact me and say, get this right, can you not send me text messages like that because someone picked up my phone and read it.
Oh, okay.
And I was going, well, there's nothing wrong with what I wrote.
You just said hi.
I said hi. Take your pants off. No, I said it wasn't a sex MS. It was just a standard kind of
Heidi ho.
You know, kind of Heidi ho, what are you up to?
Right, okay.
The funny thing is that those three people are single.
Right, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's just bizarre that they all happened this week. Because I can imagine if you sent it to someone with a partner, then there's a danger.
There's a risk.
Yes.
Mm.
And see, I live life through my.
Well, you don't know.
No one picks up my phone and reads my text messages.
I think there might be a message in there.
It was a message because I was thinking the first time I thought, oh, yeah, maybe I shouldn't have sent a text message. But I'm the type of person I like to like keep in contact with, you know, like.
I know. You are very, you know.
I'm very tactile. I like to just be incommunicado.
That's true. Because you rang me today and you said, why haven't you rung me? And I said, well, I spoke to you yesterday. So how many times a day do you want me to call you?
Well, I just think that friends do that.
Yes, but I had a busy day.
That's when you need a friend. when
Are
you're
you
busy.
Are you sure you were doing me a favour or yourself a favour?
There is nothing more gorgeous in this life than picking up the phone when you're really busy and you just go blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the thing is that I try and invite more friendship into my life, but I keep getting like these like...
You get closed doors.
I get closed doors. I get the luggage, the, you know, the whole... baggage routine.
Yeah.
But don't you just sometimes ache for a bitch?
But that's what I'm saying. When you want the world in, you just pick up the phone and ring and you don't think anything of it.
I've just found that I don't have those people in my life anymore.
Well, you know, that's not a bad thing.
It's tragic. How can any self-respecting rainbow not have a good bitch
call me,
session?
Doll. I'll give you a few.
Sweetie, I'd called you and you said you were busy.
I was busy.
Because there's nothing worse than pent up.
Pent up bitch.
Bitchy poison.
Oh, no.
We've seen those often around walking around the streets of Melbourne.
That's true.
You know,
we saw a nasty one tonight on the way here.
We did.
She was all sour. And
she was sour.
Sucking on lemons.
She needed a good lancing. And I have to say a big hello to Vanessa in Essendon. Vanessa is in her car, sitting in her car, listening to us as we speak.
That's dedication for you.
And she's freezing her
tush off.
Off because she can't get joy in the house. She can only get joy in the car.
Well, it's good that she's actually spending her Friday night in the driveway.
Can I reveal something to you?
What?
I recently had some joy in the car.
Lots of joy?
And you know what happened? We stayed too long in the car.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Why? What is the key? Like, what's the actual trigger that says this is too long?
When you can't dry your windows. There was so much moisture in that. And I didn't know how to get rid of it.
What do you mean? You couldn't actually leave? Is that what you're saying?
What do you mean?
So you, because
I couldn't leave.
There was so much fog in the car.
There was so much fog.
You couldn't dry it up
to leave.
There was
so much built up moisture. And I didn't know what to do. And I've been playing with my vent, trying to work out how to vent the moisture out of my...
I was. It's still got it. You still have moisture in there.
There's still build up. In the morning, when I get in the car, there's internal wetness.
Oh, no.
In the car.
See...
And the only thing I can think of...
Were you breathing heavy? Apparently.
No, I didn't... I didn't realise that humans could produce that much water.
We're a bag of water. What are you talking about? We're 90% or 80% water.
No, but seriously, it really got damp. And the thing was, do you know what happened?
Did you feel like you were in a tropical forest or something?
No, you know at what point? Because it was night time and we were in some industrial area.
It's sounding very faint at the moment. It's sounding like...
Well, no one else has got anything to say, so I may as well tell you some explicit Benny Latte story.
Like a snippet out of Fame.
But you know what the worst thing was?
What?
You've got to be careful.
You do.
Especially in an area that's semi-light industrial.
Really? Why?
Because, you know, you're liable to end up with someone without any ambition. But anyway, what happened was, I dropped them back off, you know, back at the shopping centre.
It's more tragic by the minute.
It's very tragic. Well, then I got home and I was like, God, was that worth it? Was that worth getting all that moisture build up in the inside of my car?
Was it?
No.
It wasn't worth it.
No. But random acts of kindness are nice.
We are back with the Two Fat Lattes. Oh. Benny and Frank with you. And that was Superfly Guy from S Express back when...
That was my Beyond Y2K.
Beyond, before.
Oh, before. It was.
Back when you used to dance on the dance floor.
Yes. Do you know, I discovered this song the other day. I was out with my friend Zoe. We went to the pub.
Yeah. And did someone whack that on for you?
Well, we had a couple of cheeky ports and then we were out standing on her balcony and suddenly... Both of us, I don't know what, we must have said a word.
And you've been Superfly Guy.
That was a segue into Superfly Guy. And then we started singing it.
Superfly Guy.
And then the other morning,
so
I woke up really early, put it on. And then I started dancing. And then I danced so much. And then I almost had like an emotional outburst. I was overcome with emotion.
Wow. Was it just nostalgia that did it to
you? I think
it
was because it's like, you know when, you know, like the elephant at the zoo. Like in Perth Zoo, there was an elephant that had a chain around its leg.
Oh.
And it used to stand. The cage was probably like the size of this room.
Oh, no.
And it used to just sway. And it was only later that I realised that, you know, he's just moving the weight from one foot to the other. But that elephant sometimes got to go out and give children a ride.
He might have gone a bit feral.
The other morning when I was dancing to Superfly Guy.
You thought of him?
Well, I remembered my, you know, like those days when we went out to dance.
Oh, okay. I thought you thought
like
of the
elephant.
Like
these days people just go out and stab each other with broken bottles. But in my day, we went out. We danced until even like 2 o'clock in the morning.
We did. I remember doing that too.
Do you?
Yeah, and you'd start at 10 and you just wouldn't stop till about 3 or 4.
And you'd go and have
and
a
you'd
hot
be
dog.
Drenched
you'd
when
have
you'd
a
be
hot
out.
Dog.
Yes.
And
what
then
happened to those days?
What happened to those days? And people would come up and say, "What are you on?" And we'd say, "Water." And somehow we managed to dance. But you did go to a nightclub at like 9:30.
Yes. Although I did go a bit later than that.
Hey?
I did go a bit
I have been known to get to a nightclub at 9:30 in the evening. To avoid the line.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, there were big lines in the 80s.
Yes. And you know you're kind of like, you know, that you're on the... When you get to the nightclub and you're the only person standing in the fog machine.
That's a bit wrong.
Oh, those were the days, Frank.
Yes, mate.
And, you know, the days when clubs actually closed.
5 o'clock.
They were rare.
Yeah.
And we drank a cocktail.
You did.
Didn't we? No, not that I didn't know you.
You had a little orgasm.
Yes.
Or a screw up against a wall.
I was going to say a screw up against the wall. Sometimes if you really wanted to have a rage, you have a creme de menthe.
A rage.
Those were the days
Let's
when...
Let's go raging.
Did you have your hair permed? You had a root perm, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I wanted one though.
Did you? The most embarrassing thing I wore were like culottes. They were like denim culottes. They were like very high waisted, and I used to have like a little. I had like a Russian t-shirt. Can I tell you when I came to Melbourne? It was back in the 80s.
You're scaring me now.
I came on like a dancing weekend.
A dancing weekend.
Yes, because in Perth we thought Melbourne was like Little London. Had to like do some research where to go out in Melbourne. Like I arrived with another friend of mine whose name is Frank, so it wasn't you. And someone said, "You've got to go to Chasers." And I was going, "Where the hell's Chasers?" And they go, "Oh, it's in Chapel Street." I go, "Oh my God, Chapel Street." Anyway, so I thought, what do we wear? So I had a Russian cycling top that I used to wear. In those days I was thin. And I made some sawn off denim jeans. And I had like these golf shoes.
Oh, I was going to say, did you wear your clogs?
No, I didn't have clogs. They were later. I had these golf shoes that were like, they didn't have the spikes in them.
Oh.
And long white socks. But my jeans were printed like I had made this. I sort of had made them. And anyway, when we walked there, there was this massive line down Chapel Street. It went all the way to Lambs on Chapel. And I thought, how the hell are we ever going to get in here? Because the taxi just dropped us off. So then we at the front. So then we started walking down. And anyway, my friend Frank also had his cycle top on. And I don't know, there was some door bitch there at the time. There was this really loud whistle. And this woman sort of like...
She picked you out of a crowd.
She did. And she said, "You two, in." And it was like Oz. It was like, you know, when the movie goes from black and white to colour?
Yes.
Walking into Chasers that night. Because, you know, coming from Perth, we were still listening to Johnny O'Keefe. And like to get bombarded, like a huge slap in the face of house music. We were like in heaven.
Oh, look at you. Feeling important. Getting into Chasers.
We do have Tom in rainy Britain that we have to workshop. What should he bring to Australia? Because he's immigrating to Australia.
His entire DVD collection of Prisoner.
What do you...
Just, you know, for rainy nights. Because he won't know anyone here. So that'll keep him company.
Well, I'm here.
It'll give him a touch of Australiana.
I can give him an Australian experience.
Can you?
Just call me Big Red. No.
Do you really want to be called
no,
Big Red?
No, I don't. Well, I don't want to be called Little Pink.
What else can he do? I'm assuming he won't know anyone here, or he would know people here.
Oh, but they find each other.
Do they?
Yeah. You just go to the cricket.
Oh, but that's very beige. I don't know if...
Oh, but he is arriving in the middle of winter. Do people play cricket in winter?
Depends on what part of what hemisphere you're in.
They wear white clothes, don't they?
If it's a test match, yes. I think I know a little bit more than you.
I don't like the multicoloured look.
But that's all of them.
There's one of those games involves wearing coloured polyester. It's one of the cricket games because they have different stages. Oh, yes. Or the game evolves, I think.
No, don't.
Doesn't it?
No.
Surely they must evolve into something.
No, you've got...
Surely
the,
all that hard work must...
You've got the tests and you've got your 2020 cricket.
What's a test?
It's your test match that goes on for days.
In the sun.
In the sun. But they wear hats. And,
yeah,
and
sweetheart,
boxes.
They're wearing polyester. You can tell it's probably Cool Max.
Okay.
It's what happens is that fibre's engineered so that you sweat, and the sweat permeates through the fabric onto the surface, and then when there's a cool breeze, or like when some bogan cool throws down the beer can and the wind goes past them, they cool down immediately.
I don't know if this is helping Tom in any way.
It certainly is.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.